You know who this is. Welcome to the Pure Individual Podcast. You know who this is. Welcome
on
to the Pure Individual
episode,
Podcast.
We have Nicole Borden. Welcome, Nicole.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Glad to have you. It's gonna be fun. We'll see what we get into.
Yeah, let's see what comes out.
Well, how do you feel about the current state of the world?
View from the roof is great. Everything is so like calm and peaceful out there. World's on fire, guys. Don't know if you noticed. World's on fire.
It is burning.
And it just feels like people keep like picking up burning objects like they're not burning and then setting them down on flammable objects, and like everything just keeps burning more. Like the more that gets done, the more it burns.
Yeah. I guess that's what happens when, the world's still ran by energy types. We have nuclear energy and people are homeless. Yeah.
Yeah, we have billionaires and we have children who can't eat.
It's insane.
It's insane. It's
Splice.
literally insane that like 10 people could solve that problem. Like overnight, it could just be gone. And they're choosing not to. And guess what? That's not leadership.
The whole thing is going to change, right?
I think like the thing about projectors coming into leadership is once projectors get out of reactivity, we can see things without just blabbermouthing. And just because we aren't saying anything yet doesn't mean we don't see it. Nobody's safe, nothing's safe. Like we have a lot of observers looking everywhere right now.
Yeah, just because something hasn't been spoken on yet doesn't mean that it's not going to be spoken on. Just because something isn't seen yet doesn't mean that it's not in motion. Very much see that with projectors that are in the game.
Just because you're not saying anything yet doesn't mean you're not quietly building that file.
Yeah. Yep. Because everything comes out, and we just ended that Neptune and Pisces of a lot of. And there was a lot of spiritual guru fuckery over the past, a decade and a half. I mean, it's been crazy. It's like the quote unquote wellness industry has just been, and the new age world is basically just been, it's almost like a needle in the haystack to find somebody that's not a grifter. And now Neptune is out of Pisces, and we can see that stuff falling apart. And this includes people that are associated with human design. And when somebody works in human design, that's what they do is human design. And some people are astrologers as well, for sure. But it's something that's so dense that when that's a system that you actually use. It's not something that your main work isn't going to be $37 guides. It's like and I'm not knocking anybody's hustle as long as it is not making a mockery of what I love, which I love what I do and I love the knowledge. It's okay, but the moment that it's making a mockery of what I love, then I will knock it because. There's a difference between a hustle and exploitation.
I mean, if you're not using the system with integrity, you're going to offend the people that are. And the people that use this system, use it well, and use it to transform lives, we're going to get to a place where they're not going to allow imposters in the field. It's going to have to be revealed because it's going to have to be known. It's going to have to be obvious who's in integrity, who's using it well, who's using it right, and who's not. You know, how many thousands of dollars are being wasted and no transformation is happening? Just light the money on fire, why don't you?
If you work with somebody in human design and your life's not changing, and
And it's infuriating knowing how much this knowledge has changed my life so quickly that there are other people out there seeking the guidance of someone who's promising them something. And then they aren't getting my result. That's offensive to me. The person showed up wanting the transformation. And you promised something you couldn't deliver. That's not okay. That's fucking with real lives. You better hope. This just jumped in my head. You better hope that that person wasn't a pure individual and you just interfered with individuality.
That's bad. It's n never
That's
ends.
inviting a fun trip.
Never ends well. It's a different type of karma to interfere with the process of evolutionary consciousness. It's a different type of karmic kickback.
Just saying, you're playing Russian roulette every time you use human design, like in that incorrect way. Like, it's not if that's gonna blow up on you, it's when.
It's win. Yeah, it's win. And it's the thing that is so is funny about it to me is that it's not moralistic. It's not a you sinned. It's a cause and effect. It's a cause and effect. The not self. Always, there's always repercussions for the not self.
I've been challenged lately by my authority to get rid of that good bad binary in my head, you know, and replace it with real binaries like guilt and hope. And it's not that it's bad or wrong, just incorrect. You're just using it incorrectly.
Operating incorrectly. You're not the not self is concerned about things that vehicle is not. You know, that when you're being yourself, it's not. And it's not one of those things where because what can be correct for you can be entirely immoralistic to somebody else. And that's irrelevant. That doesn't matter. There are things that are inherently, there are places that are inherently, you know, there is evil in the world. Absolutely, definitely there is. When it goes against the natural order of things. You know, like biologically, it's against the natural order of things to harm kids. It's also against the natural order of things to harm women. Those are things that are inherently evil, right? Outside of you know, there are you know, realities that are against the natural order of things, and that's what the not self does, is it disrupts the natural order of things. You know, outside of those very obvious principles, everything else is really tribal and collective soup. of what is right and what's wrong and what's okay and what's not, you know. And when you remove the moralism from it, especially in the West, because the West, not the West, not Western civilization as a whole, but especially when you get over to the US and Canada, is puritanical culture from at its root. And so people bring their puritanical conditioning into design. It's not their fault, it's just the conditioning, and they associate things good or bad. And that's not what it is at all. And you start to see that. It's interesting for me with my background. I was an acting priest. I grew up in the priesthood, and I was a spiritual, you know, as I was a spiritual priest. I was a priesthood leader. I was a spiritual leader for half a decade. But even then, I was aware enough to know that there's only so much that has anything to do with morality in this life, because there's only so much that isn't just the mind making things up, or isn't just somebody's mind making things up for control.
It's interesting because there are really not that many things that call me forward, like that's just wrong. I don't know, maybe it's a 10th gate thing. I don't know. I don't have a hard time with that. Like if you're hurting a child, it's wrong. Like but the few things that do call me forward, I'm already mad that it happened. Like there are just I guess it's what I was saying was when I'm just in my day, right? Like if I said something and I didn't follow it, I missed my authority's call that time. That's not bad. It was just incorrect. Just didn't hear it. It's fine. Caught in the moment. Great. But then there are those things. You're right. You're absolutely right. That call me forward. And it's the same. It's similar for me. Children and women.
There's things that, I mean, it goes against being nine-centered. I think that's one of the large pieces. You know, the nine-centered being has communion, which means that the nine-centered being has an inherent respect for the other, which means the nine-centered being is not prejudicial. The nine-centered being is not oppressive. The nine-centered being is nice, and that all that stuff is, prejudice, any ism, any trafficking, any, that's all seven-centered stuff. That's all seven-centered business. That's not nine-centered. That's not what we are at all. Unfortunately, a lot of people are still caught up in being seven-centered in this time.
Guess I've never really thought about it that way. Like
Is it nine? Are you nine-centered being, or are you seven-centered being?
we're already going into another cycle change and people are stuck two cycles ago.
I mean, the seven-centered remnant is that is very much is very present in the strategic, not self-being, and then that strategic conditioning is put on the receptive being, and that's what really keeps it alive. But as that the solar plexus becomes complete, and then the nine-centered vehicle is complete, and it takes some time for things to change, but that old way is going away. Just like the left, like leftness is going. It's not that it won't exist, but it won't dominate like it has for the past over 100,000 years, couple hundred thousand years.
Yeah, I guess I hadn't thought about very much that, like, I was doing Reiki and learning the chakra system probably like 20 years ago. And I remember my teacher introducing an eighth chakra that some people were talking about with like the high heart or whatever. And everyone thought that was evolutionary. Like, it's interesting.
I mean, there's a reason why we bond differently. Seventh center being was just the seventh center being was 100% about survival. They were all quad left. It was 100% survival. Which so conquest, that's all. And they did, they conquered the world, they eradicated the Neanderthal entirely. They eradicated every other variant of human as well, and they conquered the world. So everything was based on survival. The bonding was based off mammalian,
Yeah,
to have
just
sex,
procreate, right?
and then we're very tribal, that was the way that the bonding was. There was no such thing. It had anything to do with emotional intimacy or any of the stuff that we have now.
They
We
need a
have,
bigger army. Gotta have more humans.
well, manifested, ruled. Generators were enslaved before 1781, manifestors ruled. So it was like, that's what we're looking at, like as a remnant. And people continue to perpetuate it, of course. I mean, it's very clear as day. What really is always fucked with me is how unaware people in human design are of this. When I came into human design, I thought that people were going to be aware. I was like, oh, cool. Other people that were aware. And I came in, I saw that people weren't aware. I saw that people don't listen to source material, that people don't learn from people that are actually in the, that actually, that actually analyze human design, or actually practice human design, or actually. Then I was pretty surprised. I was taken back because it was something that there's so much awareness in, something that makes you more aware than anything else. And there's people that still behave seven-centered. It's okay if you're on your seven-centered shit and you're new. That's okay, but if you start to get half a genetic cycle or longer, and I mean, you're a genetic cycle and you're still being seven centered. I mean, things could slip through your subconscious, and whatever, that's okay. But if you're actively still being seven centered, which we see, and that's, I mean, the karmic kickback is there because we're going into nine centered age. Seven centered way is not going to work. And it's not gonna work to mobilize. You're not gonna be able to mobilize a community like the seventh standard being to go and attack this and take over this land and whatever. That's not gonna work. It's like all this seven centered strategies that are still very much alive today. They're just not gonna work. People will try them. But so it's interesting because we're at the very end, and there's a large amount of people involved in human design that are either in denial that the world is about to change and they're not even remotely ready for it, or they're just incapable.
What are the seven centered strategies?
I mean, domination, domination, control, everything that a seven-centered being did, enslavement, putting people on crosses, that's the seven-centered thing. Hanging people, that's the seven-centered thing. Exploiting people, seven-centered. Because the nine-centered being is about uniqueness and about communion and recognizing mutual uniqueness and difference. And not having sexuality be the main bonding factor. It's very different. I mean, that's for the non-sacrals, I mean, that is massive. So yeah, a lot of people still operate out of that. There's a lot of people
Don't get it.
that have their communities that they run or that they moderate or whatever. That's very to have a power structure over a community, that's seven-centered business. If somebody's not in design, doesn't matter. Doesn't. But in the world of design, that's a different. I
Yeah.
mean, it matters, of course, but people do it. I know people that work in various different areas, and they have communities, and they run them, and they run them fantastic, in a fantastic manner. There's in anything that's transformational, there's opposition in all things. So there's always going to be something else that's trying to infect it. And the problem in human design that's been there for, I mean, since Ra talked about this when he was alive, was that there are crazy, stupid people that think they know better than the voice. It's insane, and so within human design, and I only hear about these things. I don't see them because I need motivation. I'm only concerned with my people, and I'm deaf, so I'm also just not concerned about nonsense. Only can be brought to me, but I've seen it. There are these online, quote unquote, communities or groups, and there is somebody that is the authority over them, and that's not actual human design. It can't be, because nobody has the right to have authority over anybody.
Just the knowledge is so clear about everyone having their own strategy and authority. The conversation feels confusing to me because it's like this is the first thing that you learn. Like it's like in every like all you have to do is go over to like the Whovian archive and start in their little module thing. I think like strategy and authority is probably like 1.2. No, I'm happy that I found you after only one other guide, and I found you right before I was looking at going to the generator school. So, like that's just luck, good geometry, good fractal.
Serendipity.
Yeah.
Some serendipity. Yeah.
Didn't have to mess around with that conditioning. I already had enough bad conditioning. I got to come direct to Brayton. It was like, do not pass go. Do not pick up $200 of more condition in bad conditioning. Go straight to Brayton. Like,
There's so few. But that's just right now. I know that's going to change. Yeah, and it's individual knowing, so it's not something.
well, it has to change.
It's
There are going to be
going to
more
change.
people that need it.
The
So,
frequency is going to, when the freak when the background frequency changes, what's not sustainable, it's not it, it's the Cross of the Sleeping Phoenix is not it's not called that because it sounds good. It's called that because everything that's not correct is going to burn. It's not called that because, oh, Cross the Sleeping Phoenix, that sounds really pretty. No, everything is going to burn. People thought I was crazy years ago. People thought I was crazy for years. I'm like, this whole thing's going to burn down.
How are they feeling now? Like, just
know. There's going to be thousands of people that are going to have to tell themselves Brayton was right. They won't say it. I don't think very many. I'll be surprised if anybody gives me my flowers, but
that's what we all need to do. Just like fill it up with flowers and just feel like they're not saying that they're wrong, but we all see that they're wrong. They don't have to say it because the real ones already see it. Like, that's the thing, is like you don't have to say it. Your energy's saying it. We're reading it. We're seeing it.
Yeah. You can't hide from a projector that's in the game.
No. You can't.
Like, they might not, if I look at the energy type power structure, for instance, that's been in place, that's still like holding on for dear life. They don't know what we see. They don't know what projector leadership sees. They don't want to know what projector leadership is going to do. They don't know any of that. And they're not going to know any of that until
So
they.
different than how they're leading. I mean, how would they, like,
Not they're not they're not. That's the thing, is they're not here to lead. The heart That is
Well,
like the
that's
heart's
clear.
truth.
Look at the great job they're doing.
It's. I mean, it's backwards. It's like telling a it's on a projector to work construction for 12 hours without sacral on it. It's just backwards. It's not the natural order of things. It's not the natural order of things. It doesn't have anything to do with right or wrong. It's what's some things are unnatural, and when you do things that are unnatural, you're a generator, and you're trying to tell projectors what to do. That's not natural. It's unnatural. And that's going to reflect on. That's the thing, is the body doesn't lie. This is one of the things that's really interesting for me. Me and Valya talk about this all the time. When we see people in design and their bodies and their faces have remained the same over years or even decades, your face is not going to stay the same. After a genetic cycle, your body is not going to stay the same after a genetic cycle, and it's not going to be flaccid. This is very, very clear in primary health systems. Your body is going to change, your face is going to change. How that's going to look, well, it doesn't have anything to do with cosmetics, it doesn't have anything to do with beauty standards, but it's not going to stay the same. You're not going to have bad posture, you're not going to be flaccid. Because there's not a way to be correct and have the vehicle be like that. It's just not. So people will, they won't be flaccid when they're correct. Their posture will get better when they're correct. I have a client that her whole posture, I mean, she sent me updates over the years. I first worked with her almost 5 years ago, and her posture has entirely changed. Where her shoulder placement is has entirely changed from not being in transference. From staying out of transference.
For the first year of my deconditioning, one of the first things after I started seeing you that my authority moved me to do was start wearing posture correcting devices. And that was almost all the time for a year. My posture's great now. Every now and then I have to throw it on. Most recently messed up my best variable that I'm natural at, messed up my environment, and that transference was terrible. And so I like ended up back in the so, but anytime I find myself like jaws hurting or I'm reaching for the posture correction, it's like, oh, transferred. Time to stop making decisions. Time to be quiet. Wait a little bit and wait to come back online. Try again. Go back to your last save point. Go back to your last true thing. Wait there. You'll join back up. You'll sync back up.
It changes. It really changes.
I can't
'Cause it
even look
is.
at old pictures of me. It's hard.
Yeah,
It's really difficult to look
I look
at old pictures
so,
of me.
yeah, so different, right? Me and Valya joke about it that we're hotter now than we were 3 years ago. 'Cause
I
it's
look
true.
younger.
Yeah.
I look younger.
Yeah. My biological age is lower. My cardiovascular age is 3 years younger than it was before.
Nice. That's crazy. Crazy how everything affects everything.
Yeah, so it's one of those things. It's pretty clear. Even the people that have the most financial power in the world can't keep truth from coming out. So I don't know how people in human design are going to keep things from coming out, or people in astrology, or anything that is any system that is adjacent. It's not going to last, which I love. It's just like the end of the grift, the end of the era of grifting. It's happening all over, and I love that. It's great. It's great for people that have been doing things
It just
the
feels,
principled way.
yeah, the prince. Okay. It does. It feels like everything is just coming to a head. Like the way the system is, it's not surprising to me. But you know what? I'm not sad to watch it come to a head. I'm really not. Like, it should be exposed. A light should be shined on it. But then we're gonna have to take that light and realize that if all the most powerful people in the world are tied up in this, then how is this thing, this super terrible thing, impacting everything else? Because it's all coming down from the top. And if those are our top people, those same problems are in every facet of life, in every single person. We've all been conditioned by it. Like, people are openly identifying as pedophiles, and like, we're just still talking about it. Like, it's still like action still hasn't been taken. Like, that's like, it's insane.
I don't want to say the real reason, but the main reason why I was in the countries that I was in while I was doing what I was doing in anti-terror was trafficking. I went to go arrange meetings. I arranged some meetings. That was my job. Job was to arrange some meetings in the next life. So it's crazy for me to look at Western civilization because in the East, in the East, you violate somebody's daughter, they can kill you for, as a matter of honor, and nobody's going to stop it. The police aren't going to stop. Nobody's going to stop it because, but here in the West, there's so much the distortion, yeah, it's insane. Like for me, it's so insane.
Well, like, why are we protecting those people? Like, why isn't that just a right? I mean, it's a soul stealing act. Soul for a soul.
Yeah, it's the whole, from a cosmological standpoint, what's really just mind-blowing is that our civilization, Western civilization, it only exists because of the cross of planning. Around the 1600s, that's when colonization happened, and we had all this migration. And the migration was necessary for genes to improve. You have to mix up the gene pool if humans are going to advance. So the gene pool stagnate, and we know what happens. There's decline. So you have to have, isolation is homogeny is it will kill a gene pool. So all of those things had to become globalized, all of this migration, and it's really mind-blowing the amount of atrocity that has had to happen for the solar plexus to mutate. Because the planet has to heat up. Yeah, when it's heating up, across the Sleeping Phoenix, it's not just a pretty name. I look at it as like the Western states. I mean, goodness, the Rockies right now, the heat wave. I mean, the heat wave is this is unprecedented that's happening. And again, it's not just a pretty name. And burn, burning, like things are gonna burn.
Well, haven't we all seen like a phoenix on a movie? It like it's
Something,
there and then
yeah.
it burns up and dies and all the ashes fall down and it's dead and it's not moving for some time. It's gone. And then it rises out of the ashes like
And we're about to be in the ashes. That's what this cross is, and that it's the cross after. Once we go into Eden, that's when things,
but like it has to
that's.
burn and die first before it rises up. So it's just like, I mean, that's insane. And I don't know, a few years ago, I was like, how is that gonna happen? I just don't see how like so many systems could fail all at once. Huh. Open your phone.
I know. I remember when I was telling people a few years ago to invest in gold and precious metals, and I think they thought I was just like, some people I'm sure were like, that's extreme. I'm like, pull out your investments. I'm like, because and it's just because we don't know when any of these things are gonna happen. It could happen at any time. All I know is we're in the end of the genetic cycle. When did COVID happen? 2020. 7 years later.
I was talking to my friend Tina the other night, and she's way better at following geopolitics and everything than me. And she blew my mind. Like, just talking about how many people in the Middle East, like, if that was just like gone, like, it could just be like, I think she said like 10 million people, you'll probably have like information about this, but she was like blowing my mind, and the only thing I could hear was like, the projector to everybody else ratio was already messed up. Like, we already know like that a lot of people were, not going to make it through the cycle change, but like that was all theoretical. Until she started blowing my mind about like just the dominoes that could happen, and then like boom, 10 million people gone.
Way
Like,
more, I mean, way,
well, it's probably way more. Like, I'm not good at this. She was blowing my mind this time, I'm remembering it,
way.
but I'm not good at the population numbers or any of that. But
I
it
just
really
it.
was blowing my mind. I just didn't know like how this would unfold. It's like there's the theory. But now
Yeah.
we're watching the news. We're not reading the Human Design book. We're watching
Yeah.
the news.
With the. Everything is prioritized for the cycle change. So there's nothing that can have that can happen theoretically during the cross of planning that isn't there to ultimately benefit solar plexus mutation. And that's where morality gets really interesting. For instance, global warming. There's no solar plexus mutation without a planet that's heated up. All life pollutes. There's no way to save the planet. Not going to save the planet when it's designed to not be saved. Yeah. You can't even keep people alive. How are you going to save the planet? It's like, it's all life pollutes and all life takes life. Every plant has a crystal of consciousness. You kill a plant, kill an animal, kill a human, whatever it is, all life, all humans destroy. Whether they want to admit it or not, all humans destroy at some level, some more than others, some for good, some for principles that matter, and some for just pure evil, but everybody destroys at some level. We're not going to save the planet. It's not going to happen
You're
because
saying
I'm,
that the recycling's not going to do it?
I appreciate the sentiment. Like as somebody with the design of commitment to higher principles, I don't recycle. I don't. It's like. I think the evil people would probably be good for compost, but that's only like recycling that I think is really consequential.
You just ruined compost for me.
Not
I'm not going to be able to unhear that. You just
that
completely ruined composting for me, like at all.
Well, it's we're all killing and eating everything, and everything is killing and eating everything, and but we can pretend about love and light if it makes us feel better, I guess. It's not reality. It's not even reality if you're delusion. I mean, it's not even a delusional reality. It's just not real. All humans, it's dualist. We live in a biverse. Everything is binary. How humans identify with their personality, that's different. But everything is binary. DNA, RNA, everywhere you look, it's all binaries. So everybody has some light in them, and everybody has some dark in them. Some people have more than others. But something that is really interesting to me about this time, because we are like at the end, that Piscean eras, closing. It's closed, right? We had all that spirituality, and the place where there's most darkness is attracted to light. So anywhere where you see that appears to be very light, there's a lot of darkness there, hidden somewhere. Somewhere, we see this in the second color. This is also human design basis. It's not just my philosophy. We see this in the second color. The second color is inherently spiritual. That's where we get spirituality through the second color in the second line. And it can be very light, it can be very dark. And I think that is one of the funniest, most entertaining things for me to watch in human design is that we have all of these airy fairy light people that are attracted to human design. Human design is dark side knowledge. It's not light knowledge. It's dark side knowledge. And they're so attracted to it because they have darkness in them. Darkness and light, this isn't good or bad.
No.
It's just an expression. Just, like when we talk about the real shadow in Jungian psychology, the real shadow, not what's been appropriated. Everybody has one. It's just inherently human. If you suppress it, it comes out worse. It comes out and it manifests itself as evil if you suppress the shadow. I mean, we see it, it's happened. If you suppress it, if you integrate it, that's a different story. But that requires truth and confrontation, and not self's not good at that.
Don't know where did it Where did it come from that, like, the only way to fight darkness is with light?
That's ma that's madness.
Like, I mean, what? We're just gonna, like, one side's gonna have guns and we're just gonna, like, bring wands, you
That's
know?
the
Like, it's just not gonna work. Like, it's not that I don't see the attraction of the light. It's not that I don't love me a good, like, unicorn slapped on a meme, but it's gonna make me giggle. It's going to make me giggle, but I've been a CASA for years, and you would consider that, you would think, like, that would be like light worker work, right? Yeah. Okay, well, my last CASA kid, who's a 4-6 manifester, he was exposed to methamphetamines while he was in the custody of the system. Multiple times he was put in bad placements. The system was not taking care of him. I didn't go in there fighting with light. I didn't go in there following the rules. No, they wanted to take 6 months to paternity test a father that was a drug addict. Like, why? I can have one in Amazon in 2 days. Like, we can have these results in 7 days. Yeah, sure, you can be really mad at me that I didn't follow the rules, but like, now we already have the test results. So, like, what are you gonna do about it? Like, we need to drop the idea that we're going to look at the darkness and be like, hey, you're being evil and dark. You should stop. If that was going to work, we wouldn't have any darkness. We need to get okay with our darkness and understand that if you're a light worker and you have darkness in there, you're supposed to use that darkness for the light. Like, use your darkness correctly. Like, don't use it for the dark. Use it for what your authority tells you to use it for. Just go do it.
I can tell you right now, you're not stopping anybody from trafficking women and kids without weapons.
Right?
It's not gonna work. I've done it. You're not gonna stop anybody from taking over villages and cities and doing all of the worst things that you can imagine to people. And occupying them without weapons. It's not gonna happen. The world doesn't work like that. But in the West, here's a difference. In the West, there's this idea that the state is going to save people. That they're gonna be saved if you call. You call the you dial 911 or you dial 999 or whatever the like whatever the authorities are. You know how fast. In anti-terror, it does not take very long to breach a building and eliminate a target. 15 minutes? 15, are you serious? 15 minutes? We're out of there in 14, more like 14 and a half, probably around there, somewhere 14 and a half. The state is not going to save anybody, but there's this belief that the state is going to save people. And so they think, well, we can just call. No, it's not saving people now. It's executing people in public now. Call the police, depending on what you look like in North America, you get executed broad daylight.
Well, I mean, in Portland, like, it's crazy to me. I watched this play out. So with just all the things that were going on there, they ended up with a police force that got disseminated. And so it turns out that the police were also funding like the dispatchers, right? So if you live in Portland, Oregon, if you call 911, you get put on hold. And you could, the last time I called 911 was because a biker, and this guy looked like he was probably in his 70s. He had been biking down my hill. I was driving. I saw him. He fell. He smashed his head. He's like huge head wound, like bleeding, all of it. Calling 911, doing what I can. I'm on hold for 20 minutes. And then when the dispatcher got on the call, like a lot of people have now responded, thank God. But she was like, "Are you sure? Are they requesting an ambulance? Are you sure?" I'm like, there's a 70-year-old man here with a gushing head wound. And this is common knowledge in within Portland. Like this is very common knowledge. And still, when I would try to engage with people and talk about this, like there's still faith in that system. Like there's still faith that the police are going to come. There's still faith that the ambulance is going to come, even when faced with the very real life situation that is literally not what's happening. You can be looking straight at it and just deny it. Like that's like what? What is that?
I mean, it's just even, I mean, when I look at it, like, I grew up in Utah and the police here are fantastic, largely due to the culture here. The culture is very much it's so heavily influenced by the morality of religion here that we don't have things like we don't have police shootings here. Doesn't happen. Those things don't happen.
Really?
We don't have police shootings. We don't That stuff doesn't happen here. We don't have mass shootings. That stuff doesn't happen here. We don't have that. And it's the culture that's here. If it's not in my nature to call police at all, but if I did, I wouldn't be worried about waiting 15 minutes here because of the culture. Because the culture is, I mean, if you look at the Elizabeth Smart case, thousands mobilized to look for her because of the culture here. So the police here, it's not just that that's their job. It is actually the people, the community that they're here to protect, which I love. And I see that, then I'm aware of the power of culture. It takes a lot to build a culture. It takes a lot. And we don't have culture in most places in America, and even in a lot of Western civilization, right? So people aren't going to care. And even then, there's still a factor of the current cycle. I watch anytime that somebody tries to talk to me about pacifism or defeating things with love, whatever pacifist delusion that they have, I like to give them a scenario. I like to ask them, okay, so fundamentalists are 30 minutes out and you have your family and nobody's coming, and when they get there, they're going to do only God knows what to the women, and they're going to slaughter all of the men. And then you don't want to know what's going to happen to the women and children after that. You can pick up a rifle or you can put your hands up. What are you going to do? Are you going to try? How much do you actually love your family? How much do you actually love the people around you? Or, because you can't say that you love something without fighting for it. That's a
Do you
lot.
know, I was I that this question was called for me. This question was called for me this year. I have been very like not a gun person my whole life. Like just scared of it. Like, no. Super into like training military dogs, but not no guns, no guns for me. I don't need a gun. I have a dog. Yeah. So when I wasn't safe, the second that I needed to protect me and mine, I had a shotgun so fast. Now I have a concealed carry permit. I like you see me, like everyone else can't see me, but I'm a really smiley, happy looking person. Just know that every time you're looking at silly videos of me doing like silly, crazy, whimsical things, I probably have a gun strapped somewhere on my person. And actually, I'm a really good shot. I'm pretty good at pulling it out too. I practice. So, I think it's just one of those things that my authority had to get me comfortable with and had to call that specific question in real life to me. And I didn't hesitate because if I need to protect myself, and as my Reese does my training with me, and he tells me that it takes approximately 7 minutes if help is going to arrive, and it is the job of every citizen to be able to keep themselves safe for that amount of time until the help can arrive, if the help is even coming. So even if we are assuming that the help is going to come, even if we want to live in that world, like even if the help comes, it doesn't help if you're already dead, if you can't keep yourself alive and your family alive.
Most places just don't have a culture. Like when you say that, it's so interesting to me because I grew up in Utah, and I know for a fact, like I mean, not just not just from myself, but I know that my neighbors, myself and my neighbors, we're gonna be out before. I mean, the police get and the police will get here very fast, but we'll be out. We're just as quick to be out. Protecting whoever is in our neighborhood. Anybody that's on my street, I'm going to protect. It's just you don't find that culture very many places. There are places in America that, but you just don't find it.
I've
And
never found one.
I mean, America's really in America. Utah's the only place that I know is like that because even the laws protect you from protecting people in Utah. And there's just not going to be. Yeah, and this isn't, I don't think that either of us are saying that nobody's coming to save you. It's not about that.
No, it's not about
It's
that.
about the you're here to be your own authority. And if you're gonna to be you're not in your own power if you're not your own authority. You're not sovereign if you're not your own authority. And to do that, to be that, you have to be that. If you listen to your authority, then you're going to be in the right place at the right time anyways, and you don't have a bunch of, this is why when Ross says that we're, if you want to survive, you have to be correct. Because if you're not correct, you're not going to be in the right place in a very chaotic time. Like your authority is going to, it gives you the navigation, the geometry to not have to worry about a bunch of these things. But we are going into a time where what people think, the framework that people think is going to protect them is going to dwindle away. It increasingly is going to dwindle away. We have a very nasty species. We've been killing each other since the beginning. There has never been a time in human history that there wasn't a war somewhere, that people weren't slaughtering people somewhere. And when the killer monkeys come out, when everything, when the bargain that's holding everybody together that says, okay, we're all in community together, we do this,
Support to individuality.
yep, and that falls away, and it's no longer a condition to a street. That's going to change things. know, that's going to change things, and people need to be ready for that. I'm not a fear person. I mean, I need motivation. I don't. I'm not in the business of fear or information. I'm in the business of knowledge and what's necessary.
Well, it's guilt motivation, so
It's not
I'm over here doing what I need to do.
fixing.
And it's about protecting yourself and it's about protecting your people. We're moving to a time where you already set an example of it, right? Where we're moving to a time where you're going to need to decide what are the things that are going to bring you outside for your neighbor. And, we're going to have to be able to protect ourselves. And it's not like nobody's coming. Like, look, we've already named two people that would step outside of their house, like to save someone on their street, okay? So it's not that nobody's coming. It's just the structural supports that we're used to existing are not going to exist in the same way anymore. The structure is going to change. It's going to be some chaos while it's changing. But, everyone has to follow their own strategy and authority. But, like, whose authority doesn't want to be sovereign?
Well, yeah, that's the thing is, we're in bodies, we're in bioforms, and the absolute of a bioform is survival. And so, yeah, I'm not saying that everybody needs,
Well,
I'm
it's not
definitely.
like pro guns or whatever. It's pro empowerment to know that things are going to change and that you should be able to protect yourself and the people around you during a very predictable transition. It's not like anyone that knows about human design, you know this is happening, right? Like you have the information. Even if you don't want to believe it, you could like do a few things just in case. Right? Like, so it doesn't need to be like everybody have 37 guns we need to hoard and stockpile. No, it's just like be practical about the fact that support is changing to empowerment. So we are now empowering you to take care of yourself, your own, your people, your street or whatever it is, but you're gonna have to do that. Like, community's not gonna be in the background. Maybe we'll actually see what community looks like while community's gone.
Well, that I mean, what we have now, I mean, it's like this loops back to the start, is what we have now is false community. I do know particularly 37, I know 3740s that have online communities, and they truly do because they're community people. Like, that's their definition. They can do that for sure. But I mean, that's them. They can do that for sure. A lot of it outside of that, questionable. When Rob was alive, he said, we don't have community, we just have illusions of it. That was 20 years ago. We don't even. The other thing about community is that the root of it is communalism. It's not a community if it's not communal. So a group of people talking, a group of people, and it's not, unless it's communal, which I've lived in a commune before. That's the way that it was when I was with the units. Everybody does everything. Everybody does everything. Everybody shares everything. That's you have to be communal to be in community. It's not just about being with a group of people. And also, Ra in the Temple on the Way lecture, he said that the lost will be found in groups because they will be lost. They'll be truly lost because they won't have their authority. They won't be in their authority, so they will refer to false authority, right? Referring to false authority. When you're in your authority, you don't refer to false authority. You might go to an outer authority. I go to an outer authority, but
Me too.
how rare is outer authority? You have to be correct. You have to be going through transformation to give outer authority. So we have to rely on our authorities, and yeah, you protect who you can. And then also, it's like, what's correct for you? I mean, I don't know. It's funny for me as somebody that's as protective as I am. There are situations where that I know I could be in where I couldn't take action. If I'm with Valia and there's something that's happening, she's my priority. Unless there's
Obviously.
a child involved, then I'm inclined to, and she understands that. But even somebody that's as extreme as me, that's done what I've done, it's gone, that has the experience that I have. And these are just realities that we have to face. Human design is about awareness. So it's like, let's be aware. It's like, be aware of your type and your role. Be aware if you're a manifestor, you're still here to initiate, but you're not here to rule. Be aware that if you're a reflector, projectors are working on it. Once we have everything together, it'll be a lot easier for all of you. You're here to evaluate the groups that we organize. Be patient. I might be dead by the time it happens, but I'm gonna be working on it. If you're a generator, you're here to enjoy life, respond, enjoy life, build things, really just enjoy life. If you're a projector, you're here to lead at some level, some of us more than others. Most of us not in a huge capacity, because most of us don't have leadership channels. And most of us don't have leadership motivations. So, not all of us, but every projector is here to organize 3 to 5 generators. Know what you're here to do. Be aware of what you're here to do. Once you're aware of what you're here to do, it changes, starts to change what you're doing now.
I like that. I like be aware of what your job is. I like that. I like that a lot.
It's the natural order of things. That's why I don't get invited to human design conferences anymore. Because I go there and I'm aware of what my job is. I'm aware that I'm projected with a channel of inspiration, which means that I'm here to lead projectors, which means that I'm here to lead the species along with other alpha projectors like you, for instance, like Valia. I know many alpha projectors. I know the roles. I know the roles. So this is why. If you know your role and you live out your role, that's going to disturb the not self. It's gonna really, really disturb the not self. It's going to disturb the unnatural order of things. So I know, as an alpha projector, I go into any human design situation, and I mean, I know what my role is, and I'm going to play that out. I didn't choose this. It was just destiny. It's just destiny. And
It's your
when
design,
people
you just have to live it.
just have to live it. If you're here to lead, you're going to have to lead, whether you like it or not. And if you're not here to lead, again, get knocked off whatever pedestal you put yourself on sooner or later, sooner at the rate that things are accelerating right now.
Yeah.
It's gonna happen pretty soon.
It does feel accelerated.
It's very accelerated. I said multiple times, this year is gonna go very fast.
It's almost April.
Yeah.
Like,
Our
what is that? Like
third way
10
in.
months?
It's almost, it's, yeah. It's coming. Yeah.
Don't know. It seemed so far away last time.
That's it. I mean, seriously, we're gonna blink and it's gonna be fall. This is all happening very, very accelerated, right? And so, yeah, I mean, that's what I really wish for everybody. I wish for everybody in human design to live out what they are and know their role and play that role and to not cosplay another role. If you're a projector and you have a channel of inspiration, you're here to go first. You're here to lead and you're here to go first. If you have the channel of the alpha, you're also here to lead. You have the channel of the prodigal, you're also here to lead. You have a function within the species that you are here to lead. That's your job. That's part of your job as a projector. Inspiration, you're here to lead and organize more. You're here to organize more. And that's by default. It's mechanical. It's frequency based. And all of those channels aren't here to lead because somebody designated them. It's a thyroid frequency that you carry that makes people listen to you. And it's a direction that you have that makes people, follow you. So that's what you're here to do. You can't escape destiny. You can't escape that. You have a, and then you have whatever your motivation is. You're here to live that out. Be what you are. If I was a generator, the last thing that I would be trying to do is lead anybody. That's the last thing that I would be trying to do. If I was a generator, that way
You don't have to.
I would be all about myself. I'm just
Gosh,
here to
it'd be so
respond.
fun.
Just here to respond. I mean, that's what I love about generators when they're good. I mean, I love a correct generator because
Think
they're in
about
their
all
own
the
trip.
food we would eat.
They're in
Oh.
their own yeah, they're in their own trip, but they're also taking care of people because they're group beings. And the sacral is not, it's not selfish. The sacral is about other people. I love a good generator that they're building things for other people. And this is not, this is out of the power of the sacral. They build and sustain life. They're building things for other people. They're cooking things for other people. I love a correct generator. I mean,
So powerful.
there's nothing more powerful or beautiful than a correct generator. The last thing that I would be trying to do is lead. In this time, like the last thing that I would be trying to do is organize and lead when the I mean the order is changing.
You just don't have to. Like,
No.
it's not. It's not what you're here to do. And like, also your role is so much more fun. Like,
Way more fun.
at me, generators. Anyone want to switch? Like, who wants to switch designs? Like, I'll be a generator. You I'll be a generator. Who wants to be a pure individual SPV with an 8-1? Like, let me know. Send me a DM. Like,
Always say I
we
don't
switch designs? Is that a thing?
want
No,
we're
like,
not
but
that not so
seriously, like
but
if I was a generator, I would just be minding my generator business. Like,
right.
you get to be in your own trip. Like, how cool is that? That you get to know all the things that like we would know about like other people, but like of yourself. You're not
Yeah.
blind to yourself. You can see yourself. You can spend all this time just like focusing on you. You can have one of those little books printed, the Book of Me, and you just get to sit there and read it. Like, that's such a really cool trip. Like, we all want a different trip. We all
That's the
do.
not
So
self.
maybe
That's the
we
not
all
self.
just need to talk about like how cool we think the other trip is so that we can like hype up the other trip for the person. It's like, generators, please listen to this and like listen to like my generator fantasy and like go live my generator fantasy
I
because
know.
like it's a fun time. Like, go have a freaking fun time and let us worry about all the bullshit and just go be happy.
Yeah, what do what you yeah, whatever you respond to. And if you don't know what you're responding to and you need guidance, that's what a projector's here for. You
Right.
know, there's not very many of us. That's the problem. That's the dilemma for the generator is that the generator needs guidance, and most projectors are not self. There's not even 10,000 of us. There's a billion of us that are living like generators that are, that think they're generators. There's not even 10,000 of us. That's the actual dilemma. This is something that Ra talked about too. He said the dilemma for the generator isn't that they need guidance. It's that there's not very many projectors they can receive it from. It's that, but you know, when you're correct, then you resonate to the to correctness, and then you're gonna have the right projectors. Correct projectors that you can go to. Yeah, that's my thing. That's really for me, it's just know your position, play your position, because there's just not any point in it in not. It's like the I know,
Trying to knot's not going to work anyway.
right? Like
I'm a six. I tried that. It didn't work, guys. Like, just like I'm an A. I'm an A1. Just like use my example. Just like use the example. Tried running from it. Tried not doing it. And still knowing I'm gonna have to do it anyway. So might as well just do it now. Might as well just do it. While I can still complain about it as I'm doing it, because I feel like once the cycle changes, there's just going to be like, there's not going to be time for me to run over to Brayton's schedule and make an appointment to complain about the shit I don't want to do. Like, that's not going to be a thing. Like, you're not going to have time for me to whine about not wanting to do my job. Like, that's just like, if you want to be on that trip, which I was just on that trip, so like, sure, like now's the time to do that trip. Like now's the time to do that trip and get that trip sorted. Because it's just not gonna work. And the thing is this is actually super practical advice, because there's not that many projectors, like you said, but a lot of projectors have time on their schedule right now. That is not gonna be, there's going to be a time when everybody's just gonna be full and we're going to be trying to manage very real situations of mechanics and how much energy and attention we have and how many people we can see while staying correct. And we're already going to be flirting with that line. I mean, that line is going to be something that we look at and get to know very intimately, because the pressure's going to be there because there'll just be so many people. So do it now. Do it now while you can get on the books. Like, seriously.
Yeah, I mean this the sooner that you receive the guidance, the sooner that you receive the mentorship, or the sooner that you receive the education, the sooner you're more aware. And that's what you need. The world doesn't need more smart people. There are hundreds of thousands, there's millions of extremely intelligent people in this world. Intelligence isn't valuable. The world doesn't need more intelligence. It needs more awareness. And that's what, you know, you've heard me say this, is the intelligence alone isn't going to do it. Projectors have the gift of being very intelligent. Cool. High five, pat on the back. We're all intelligent. We're not all aware. Yeah, there's no but yeah, like you're 100% like spot on, because it is going to get busier. The
And
sacral
it has
beings
to.
don't realize how much the guidance they need because of the cycle being the way that it is. I think that some, you know, it does. I did pioneer projector education, and I did go first. I do go first, and there is all of that, absolutely. Mission changes after the cycle changes. I'll always be educating and training projectors. Definitely. At what level that's prioritized, it won't be the same. It can't be the same. You know, I'm here to do that, definitely, but there's so much that is in motion, that's been set into motion. There's events that have been set into motion that can't be undone. And there's a lot of opportunity for projectors. I mean, we're going to have more opportunity than we've ever had to receive energy, but that only comes to those that are prepared. And generators, if you're correct, you got a sacral response. I mean, you're gonna have there's gonna be projectors that are ready for you because we want to work with healthy sacral. I mean, nothing's better. I'd rather as much as I
Please give
love
me
as
a
much as I
generator
love.
in response. Like, please
I
give me a generator in response. Like,
know. The
gosh, like that. Like,
ratio is about four. I could work with four generators in response to every projector.
but like, seriously,
That's
like, think how much could get done. Like, give
the
me one generator in response right now. Like, seriously, like, give me one good generator in response right now. Like, look how much energy we'll create. Look how much I'll be able to do
They're
with no
magic.
motors.
It's magic. And the generators that are in response, I mean, they're gonna get the guidance. That's the thing. It's the projectors that are gonna miss out on the opportunity. But the difference between the generator that gets their education now, that learns about themselves now, and the one that tries to do it later, even as fast as they wake up, I mean, you can wake a generator up in an hour. I mean, they can really wake up really quick. But it's still a difference.
They're so different.
So different.
So different.
So there's they could be they're so good so fast.
I wish I could wake up in an hour. Like, imagine having that as a flex and then, like, not doing it.
Yeah, I woke my
Like,
mom up
that's
in
your
2 hours.
flex. Like, you can wake up in an hour. Like, that's incredible. Like, stop wanting to be a projector. It's so hard. Like, just do the thing that's so much fun. We're switch me designs, seriously.
Whatever. And it's so much like what they respond to. Like I know generators that are deeply right. They're all right or they're deeply right, and they respond to design. And we need them in design because they have the energy to do things like teaching, for instance. They don't have the guidance mechanism, but they have the knowledge. They've absorbed the knowledge as beings that are right. They need to get it pulled out of them. That's something that we need 100%. If they're responding to it, it's like when I look at that projectors and projectors, like, well, I don't know if I need to work in human design or not. I'm like, you'll be forced to if you're meant to, but you're here to learn it at the deepest levels, no matter what projector you are, because that's what gives you an advantage. The projector that knows design next to the projector that doesn't know design in any field is going to have the advantage. Period.
Well, 'cause you're going to be working with the energy properly.
Yeah. I'm not going to be operating correctly, not going to be,
You can engage the
physically.
other correctly.
Yeah. It's so important. It doesn't matter what you do, that correctness is gonna make a difference.
It's like,
Manifestors need to know design just so they can understand other humans. Yeah. That's what Ra loved about it. I know that's what my brother likes about it. But my brother's obsessed with learning about people because manifest, they've got that closed door, right? And for us non-sacrals, it's so that we can know other humans. There's different reason to learn design for every type. Generators definitely need to know that the least, but at the same time, any awareness compounds. You're going to be better off being aware than not being aware.
The difference now of being aware versus not being aware, I feel like is already huge. I feel like I already receive benefits from having more awareness. Making better decisions, just seeing things that need to be seen. But I mean, once the cycle changes, like, it's just exponentially more, right? But it's like there's already benefits to it now. And honestly, it's just fun. It's fun to be aware. It's a good time.
Way easier on the psyche when you look out at the world that's burning. It's way easier on the psyche when you can look out. And I got asked, well, you were in class because this is your second time in Projector Foundation. Got
I think
asked
I'm going to
about
be a forever fixture in Projector Foundations. I
and
love it.
You are invited. You're definitely invited and welcome to be
Thank
there.
you.
There was the question that was asked about compassion with the knowledge that only a certain amount of people can even have the possibility of differentiating, and that most people have a not self purpose. I think, I mean, for me, human design makes you more compassionate because you under you you can see that people are helpless. It doesn't excuse evil. That's a different story. It doesn't excuse evil, but you could see that people are helpless in their not self decisions. Because that's where they're making those decisions out of. And at the same time, and then it also brings a level of gravity when somebody's not, you got on go on a not self bender and you get all the whiplash. You're in design. You deserve everything that you earned, whatever you get. I've been there. Okay? I'm not exempt.
Do.
Been there. But you can look out and I look out and I see we got all these world leaders that are innocence motivation transferred into desire. We got people at the UN and all these NGO organizations that are hope motivation trying to fix things. We've got, I mean, it's a horror show. But then you can look at it and if you're a projector, you better be able to recognize that that's the way that things are going to operate because that's the not self. And that can release a lot of, I don't know, criticism, judgment, whatever is resentment, towards the world, which I know many projectors have.
I mean, it doesn't excuse evil for sure.
Period.
But I will say that there are things that were pretty evil in my life. When I overlay the mechanics, there is something that helps depersonalize somewhat. Doesn't explain it, still not okay, all of that, but in my life it has helped me to release myself of those actions being anything that I caused or anything that I did or anything about me. So it's not about explaining the evil or letting it be okay because that's the mechanics or whatever. It's oftentimes just about releasing the self from the idea that you had anything to do with it. That was the choice the other person made.
Oh yeah,
You know?
that's a big one. That's a good talk. That's a good one topic we can end on for sure. Because there are so many things. I got a personality projection field, and twos, you're 6'2". Twos burn themselves at the stake. Fives get burned at the stake by the world. Twos get burned at the stake. Twos burn themselves at the stake for not fulfilling projections that they didn't accept, and fives get burned at the stake for not fulfilling projections that they did accept. Very different process. The five is the extension of a two. As Ross said, the only difference between the five and the two is the five can seduce the sheep. The two knows when to be among the sheep because it listens to the call. Projection. Both is projection. One can seduce, one can't. One projects power out, second line projects power out, and the fifth line projects their seduction out. And as a second line, so often because it's the internalized projection and you burn yourself at the stake, because it's internalized projection, that projection has everything to do with them. It's not the same for the five. For the two, because their internal awareness is being projected onto you. It's also interesting in Jungian psychology because Jung was a 2-4. And he came up with the projection. When he talked about projection, the concept of projection, he was a 2-4 with a completely open agita like me.
Wow.
So there's a lot of truth to, he was seeing that projection, internalized projection, right? you saw that internalized projection was had to do with the other person, which that's what it is with the two, not with the five, but with the two, that's what it is. The amount of events that have happened to me in my life, particularly post Saturn return, which I've been in design all of post Saturn return, that I turned in on myself or that I thought had to do something with me is so minuscule. Could be, yeah. So many things that I thought I did something wrong. And I, because really the first, before Saturn return, a second line, I can't receive their call. They're, I mean, we can receive calls. I had multiple callings and I fulfilled multiple callings and missions before then. When you receive your call post Saturn return, that's when you meet, you have to meet opposition, you have to meet resistance. And because there's opposition in all things. And so over the past, the past 6 years of my life, I've met more resistance than any other time in my life. I've met more, I've dealt with more prejudice, more actual hatred, more everything than I did in the first 30 years of my life, which is crazy to me. Like it's crazy to me that, I'm half African and I worked in corporate America and I never encountered anything like I've encountered in design. I can't even think of a time and even an instance that I dealt with that in the corporate world that I dealt with prejudice, but in design, right off the bat, right off the bat. Like, I mean, the first conference I spoke at, I mean, right off the bat. Yeah, there's so much infection that hap that, I mean, the whole thing really has to get stripped. The whole thing, human design is, yes, like we received it in the West because a large reason for this is because the West is what's going to really dissolve and get hit by the cross of planning. But it's not for the West. It's not for, it's not for, that's not what it's for. It's for the species. So the, it's a colonization. There's colonizer culture in human design. There's serious colonizer culture in human design. And that's got to get cleared out, just like it's going to get cleared out by the cross of planning. But if we look at the new age, so much of the new age world is just colonized. I mean, it's just, it's colonized, right? And so the people, but see, the people that have principles that are in any of these systems that, it's so funny. It's like the projectors that think they're doing something wrong, those are the projectors that are actually deconditioning and living it. The projectors that think that they're doing it right, they can't see 5 feet in front of them. It's so funny to me. The people that have that think that they've got it figured out, so far off base. And the people that are like, "Oh, I did this wrong," I'm like, "This isn't moralistic. What do you mean you did? What do you mean you did that? You did something wrong. None of this is moralistic. It's not. Correctness is not moralistic. And projectors, we're not here to be introspective. So, don't turn it in on yourself. Because, I mean, maybe you are the problem. You could be the problem. It depends on the context. I'm the problem when it comes, like, yeah, ask Volia. I'm the problem because I'm high maintenance. I can be the problem, but in that, I can be the problem in that I'm human. I'm not perfect at all. I miss things. I miss things. I miss things in my work. I miss things in business. I'm a human. But it is very rare that somebody that's, people that are aware are to be aware, to be nine-centered is the, you're not gonna try and do any of the seven-centered shit or the colonizing or the false authority that has existed for so long. It's so funny because Ra knew, He said before he died that people were that this stuff was going to happen, that there were people that were going to try and take it and pollute it, and he knew that it was going to happen, and he knew that it would be that things would shift. It would go to second gen. Second gens would clean it up. And he knew that eventually human design would be largely projector in its practice. I don't know why anything, I don't know why people that go against the natural order, oh wait, the not self doesn't resonate to source material. That's why people that don't, they go on against the natural order of things that put human design or HD on everything don't know this. Yeah.
Raw. I got humbled by him today. I just, there's something really fascinating about a manifester who encountered the voice. Like, of course, it like has to be a manifester to bring it in, right? But it was never going to be a manifester that led it. That was never going to be the case. He was very clear about that. I also sometimes wonder how much of like, in the later things that I've listened of Ra, he, does start to talk about how he, did projectors a little dirty, like didn't, started with the generators. Makes a lot of sense. It's who they enslaved to. Like, we can think about that. Like, but it's, like, it's just interesting because, like, part of me, I think I've even told you this. Like, I'm so upset that I didn't get to learn from Ra. I'm so upset that Ra didn't, like, read my chart. It's like life goals that will never get checked off, But it's not self because. Like, look at Ra's mechanics, look at your mechanics, look at my mechanics. I'm supposed to learn from you. Like,
Yeah.
it's just like kind of is what it is.
There's a, I mean, it goes right back to what the natural order of things is. It's very clear that projectors have to establish a new order of things. It's very, very clear. Has to establish a new order of things. It's not surprising to me that there's so many projected pure individuals coming in right now. Because and
Such a fun vibe.
it
It's
has
like
to
a
be,
pre-vibe.
I know, because it has to be advances in consciousness come through individual contribution. That is, nobody has to like that, but that's what happens. It comes from individual contribution, and new anything that new that comes into the world comes through pure individuality. And so for an order to be established, of course it's going to happen through projectors, of course, it's largely going to happen through purely individual projectors because that's how it works. And then in individuality as a whole, but projectors as a whole, definitely. He knew this because this is just, it's mechanics, right? Like the knowledge had to come in, a manifestor had to initiate it. And it's so fascinating because it's, going from the manifestor ruling the specie to the projector guiding the specie to something entirely different. We can look at each other and we can respect the role, or we can respect the role that they had and the role that they still have in terms of initiating, I mean, having impact and initiating. I mean, I wouldn't be in human design if it wasn't for a manifestor. Is all everybody that's ever learned from me, anything that I've ever done, is a result of manifestor impact.
Me too. The manifestor that told me.
There's a role to it. You can't organize projectors as a project. It's like, imagine trying to organize projectors as a projector that's not designed to organize projectors. You could try, I mean, you could try by all means, but if we all get an aura, oh, it becomes very clear very quickly who has the thyroid frequency and who doesn't have the thyroid frequency.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't think about it like that.
It's all mechanics.
Just like, just like, just, it's like, okay, well, then do it. Then do it. There are five generators right there. Mink Penta.
Or don't get lost in it.
Or don't get lost. Just stand there.
You know, all the projectors that I know that are deep in their process that don't have defined Gs, they don't want to have anything to do with groups.
Really?
Oh yeah, because they're aware that the moment that they're in a group, they're lost. Not only that, but they lose their recognition. The only projectors that maintain recognition in a group are projectors that have inspiration, prodigal, the channel of alpha. Everybody else loses the moment that they're in a group. So you have to be on the outside. They have to be on the outside of a group. Every projector can be on the outside of group and guide a penta, right? But you know, it's so different. It's like, look at what your mechanics are. Do you think that's way, when I think about that, like, I love what I am. I would never change my definition. I love what I am. I love having the channel of inspiration. I love it. I love everything about my design. And also to only have to be one-on-one with people and only a maximum of five people as opposed to a maximum of 15 automatically without, you know, no choice. That's a lot less pressure. You know, that's a lot less.
Yeah, it is.
These are know, I
These
think.
were questions we should have asked before we agreed, because we're already here, so. Unless you're gonna like pull out some raw lecture that you know how to like swap people's designs and then get somebody to agree, like there ain't shit we can do about it now. Make better choices before reincarnate again. Like
Oh, yeah.
I
Well, I mean, that's the thing is when you accept what you are, you can see how beautiful it is, right? When you accept what you are, like I can see how beautiful it is that I am what I am and that I have the serendipity that I have. But then that also makes me very aware of my responsibilities
Yes.
and others' responsibilities and something that can be really misunderstood in human design is that a projector with the channel of inspiration is responsible for everybody. And that's why we say the things that we say, is because we're responsible for everybody.
And that
Genetically.
responsibility is very felt.
Genetically. Yeah, that's why when we say what we say, it lands the way that it lands, that it activates people the way it does. Because it is a genetic responsibility. It's not. It's nothing other than that. And when you're correct, then that comes across. However, it's meant to come across. But that's something that really needs to be understood. Or it's good. It's good for it to be understood. There's no changing it. Either you can understand something like that, or you can meet resistance, or you can be bitter about it, right? And then there's different roles for everything. It's like an 1858, for instance. A good 1858 is here to challenge collective authority that's false. They're here to challenge authority. They have a right to challenge false authority, collective authority. Nothing at an individual level, false authority. They're here to challenge that. They have the right to challenge that. 731, they have the right to get elected. So does the 1333. They have the right to get elected. It's like we have our roles. You know, live out your role, live out what you are. Life is good. It goes so much smoother. Yeah,
Does.
so much. It really is just the only way you can slide as a projector is if you live out what you are. Every projector wants to slide, but the cost is that you have to accept what you are.
So, like that's the thing, right? Like I say so easily, like who wants to switch? I'll be a generator. But I don't want to go back to living like I was living like a Manny Jen. Like I named her. Her name's Nikki. We're just gonna leave Nikki where she was. I don't like to look at pictures of her. I don't like to look at her clothes. It's really hard. Like the more I love myself and the more I love my design and the more I understand who I am. I don't want to go back to that. Ew. Like, I was going through my old phone. I was looking at some photos. I was trying to find a photo. I was doing all sorts of things I don't even like. Like, I was like looking at photos of stuff I don't even like. Like, and it's like there's like something in the eyes, like a little dead in the eyes. Like, the smile's a little too fake. Like, much happier now. The process gets a little, bumpy. Little bumpy, but it's totally worth it. Totally worth it.
I don't have any more contributions, do you?
No, this has been fun though.
Thanks for coming on. We know when enough is enough right now.
Whoa.
Amazing. We know when enough is
Should
enough.
we put on the calendar and celebrate it?
Progress.
Too bad
This
neither of us check a calendar, but
is Okay, well, I hope that you all enjoyed that.
love yourselves.